Good morning, everyone. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I am chair of the Public Service Commission. I want to call this meeting to order. It is 10 o'clock on Wednesday, January 20th, Inauguration Day. Here we are. Let's hope it's a peaceful day, there aren't any big issues nationally, and we can turn the chapter on this last difficult year and hopefully move forward with confidence and in ways to work together to improve our democracy and secure it for the next generation. There's a lot of work to do in that regard. I hope that all of our leaders come forward in the true spirit of collaborativeness and really put aside a lot of the things that have separated us in the past and try to just roll up our sleeves and get to work for the people. We can always hope. Present with me are Commissioners Brian Crosius and Randy Christman. I've already provided my opening comments. Commissioner Christman, do you have any?
Well, I'll just add to that regarding the Inauguration Day. Hope too that everything goes peacefully. I was kind of surprised to realize that they apparently have called out 25,000 National Guard members to maintain order. I thought that the new administration was going to do things like that with social workers. So I'm not sure why there's not 25,000 social workers there to maintain order. But not sure what's going on there. But it'll be interesting here to see if our new chairman becomes, one of the few chairs to have meetings go so long that they go from one presidential administration to the next, or if we can get done on time to finish still in this administration.
I think we'll be finishing this administration, thanks to a late agenda. Not in my part as a leader. All right. Commissioner Crosius, stop that.
I have nothing else to add.
Opening comments for you?
No opening comments, although I think in terms of the National Guard being called up, my understanding is that that was in place several months ago. So I think, and I know you were being facetious, but in terms of how it's been framed up in the media, I haven't read a media outlet that's actually come out and said that because of the rioting, et cetera, but they tie the two together to give the impression that this is unprecedented in nature. This happens, and it happened in these North Dakota servicemen and women, I believe, are there as well. So I hope they stay safe, but my understanding is that they were called up prior to the election being decided. So just a point of mention on that. And, again, I hope it's a safe day for all.
Yeah. I do think it's worthwhile pointing out, however, that the already hypocrisy of the administration, who wants to criticize the role of law enforcement, the use of law enforcement, and all of those things, and then on the very first day is bringing in unprecedented numbers of law enforcement type folks. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's not warranted. I have no idea if it is or isn't. It's just not in line with the comments that have been made for the last year in all that's gone on in this country. So we have to be more truthful in our discussions and the words that we use. Anyway, moving on to the matters at hand, which are perhaps less interesting, but for us more important. So we have a number of items on consent and our previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second. Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Are we okay, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're having a few microphone challenges here this morning. Okay, moving into the regular agenda, I have one item. that I will bring to the table. One item was withdrawn. We hope to bring that forward in the next commission meeting or in a special meeting in between now and then. I move the commission adopt the order on motion to dismiss in Keith and Deanna Kessler versus Minnesota Power, Division of Elite Incorporated complaint, case number PU-20-194.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Crosius. This motion has a long history behind it. I'll go through it kind of briefly, but it relates to a complaint on the placement of a wind turbine on a facility that was constructed a number of years ago, the Bison 4 Wind Farm, which is owned by Elite. On April 23rd of last year, the Kesslers filed a complaint at the commission regarding the placement of wind turbine on their property. A number of things occurred on June 11th. We had a amended and simplified complaint received by the Kesslers, filed by the Kesslers. And then there's a number of procedural things that I'm going to go through here just briefly because I think it speaks to a bigger issue I want to point out at the end. So on June 29th, the Kesslers filed a second revised complaint. And then on a month later, Elite answered that revised complaint, and then they initiated a motion for partial dismissal. On August 3rd, a few weeks after that, Kesslers filed a response to that motion for partial dismissal, and then again, Elite later filed a brief in response to that response. Then in September, we made a decision on that. And we ordered a motion for partial dismissal and dismissed four of the claims for relief requested by the Kesslers as outside the scope of the authority of the commission. So we basically narrowed the complaint to fewer issues. Our goal all along was to try to speed things along in reaching conclusion on this issue. But then on November 13th, Elite filed a notice of motion for partial summary judgment, another procedural issue. And then in early January, Kesslers filed a response to that motion for partial summary judgment. And then Elite filed a reply brief in response to that, a second reply or a second response, however you want to call it. So there have been a number of procedural steps taken by the parties here, really none of which have gotten us closer to getting to a hearing and making a decision on this case. So hopefully today we will put all that behind us and get down the path towards a hearing. So the motion I'm bringing today in the order is in response to this partial summary judgment. So the Kesslers claim in their partial summary judgment that the Elite claims that the Kesslers claims are that are based on the assertion of the occupied residence and whether it was or was not occupied at the time of them obtaining the site certificate and their claims for a sound study and any related relief should be dismissed. And Elite makes their case. The Kesslers respond to their case. Elite moves basically to support this motion for partial judgment, some partial dismissal under NDR Civil Procedure 56, rather than a specific procedural administrative rule promulgated by the commission. Generally, proceedings before an administrative agencies like the commission are not restricted by the technical and formal rules practiced before court. The commission previously considered Elite's September 23rd, 2020 motion for partial dismissal for the purpose of narrowing the issues within the commission's scope of authority. The matters relating to the turbine, residence, and impacts of that are matters of dispute within the commission's jurisdiction and subjects of consideration by the commission. Kesslers should be afforded the opportunity to present their position and evidence To the extent that Elite would like the commission to consider its arguments regarding the residence of dispute was unoccupied and whether the sound study was adequate, it may do so during the hearing. So the commission orders Elite's motion for partial summary judgment is denied. hopefully that puts an end to these procedural moves by the parties and allows us to move forward in having a hearing and getting to the nuts and bolts on this issue and making a decision within the next couple of months.
I think this is a good thing for the Kesslers, and I think it's an example for others who aren't familiar with the process, and I've frankly learned a few things in this particular case as well. But it isn't for a lack of concern on all the issues that the Kesslers have brought forward, but it becomes very costly for individuals to retain legal counsel and then to find out at the end of certain components or at the end of the process, certain components aren't jurisdictional to the Public Service Commission. But it still takes the same resources from a cost standpoint. So this cleans it up. It solidly puts the issues at hand that are jurisdictional to us. It quantifies them. It makes it very clear what we can and can't do as a commission from a legal standpoint. So hopefully, as you mentioned, I think it's you're spot on. It helps move the process forward, and also it doesn't take resources from any of the parties, frankly, that aren't necessary because it's not a jurisdictional aspect of what we do. So I think it's good to have this in place, and we, like you said, can now move forward.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. That concludes my portfolio. Commissioner Crisman.
I move the commission close out contract number AM-827-20 with Dan Hart Patrol Service, LLC, for completion of construction services in Public Service Commission 2020 Hedinger and Stark Counties AML Project PSC, case number AM-20-180.
Second.
On June 10th of last year, we entered into this contract with Dan Hart Patrol Service. The project involved reclaiming four abandoned surface coal mines in Hedinger and Stark counties. The original contract was for just over $321,000. There were three change orders that we issued for additional waste removal costs. One of these sites had been used as kind of an unofficial dumping ground by people. Some additional earthwork, some rock riprapping, and also some additional dozer work that was unforeseen. And the final cost of the contract ended up being $409,193.04, which is 127% over the original contract amount. The final payment has been made, and we have received the certification of payment. Dan Hart Patrol Service certified that all employees, subcontractors, and suppliers that were used for fulfilling the terms of the contract have also been paid. The AML division recommends this contract be closed, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that, Madam Chairman, concludes my portfolio.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, that concludes the regular agenda. This is definitely record 10-15 in terms of announcements. We have a couple of work sessions this afternoon on the Thunder Spirit Wind project and the request for a extension on meeting the light mitigation technology requirements. and on energy conversion facility siting criteria rulemaking. And then the rest of this month is pretty much routine. And February, it looks like we're mostly focused on legislative legislative session issues and some of the upcoming rate cases. There are a number of matters at hand for that. Matt, I don't see any press in the room, but Matt, are there any on the phone that we would like to discuss?
I don't have the public bridge running. It was my understanding we're not doing that standard anymore.
Oh, really?
After we opened up the capital, we stopped doing that. Do we want to continue it?
Well, I think we need to notify people if we're going to stop doing that. So if they're listening.
We can open up the bridge now.
Why don't we just open up the bridge for now? I guess we'll go into brief recess, take any questions from the media.